The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. As the summer holidays draw to a close, schools reopen, the return to routine begins, and the members of the family who are of the furry variety may be left alone for the first time in a long time. To tell me how best to prepare for that, I'm joined on the line by Jennifer Burford, who is dog trainer with the DSPCA. Good morning, Jennifer.
How are you, Anton?
I'm very good. This could be a very difficult time for a lot of pets because through COVID, there were people there much more than might have been the case. And now those people may not be there.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's definitely a topic that we've generally seen a big rise on in the last year or two, as you said there a minute ago, with the COVID. Dogs got so used to their owners being at home, and now everybody's returning to the workplace and now returning to school, and they're like, okay, what's going on here?
And what's the best way to prepare them for it, or is there a way?
It depends on their level of anxiety, Some owners have already been leaving the house in little kind of stages, whether it be building up that length of time they're away for. We never recommend, if you are going from being at home all day to going to do an 8-hour shift in work, get a dog walker or get somebody in just to check on your dog. It's too long of a time to start. Really ideally, if you wanted to start to build on that separation anxiety, it's to build on you being absent from the house, and you can't go from 0 to 10. So there has to be a climate there. So short periods of time that you're gone for. So it's not feasible for you to be at home and see if you can get somebody to pop in and check on your pet until it's built up.
I remember years ago talking to a man called Stanley Coren, who wrote the book The Intelligence of Dogs, and he made a point where he said, if you've a very bright dog like a collie, if you're out of the house for 10 minutes, it gets bored out of its mind and starts to disassemble
Absolutely.
The place. If you've a dog who isn't the sharpest tool in the shed, they can probably survive slightly longer before they notice you've gone.
Yeah, it really does depend on the dog. Some dogs are very independent, and it's something that we can't stress enough to get across to clients from puppies or older dogs, is to build that dog's independence. Us being there all the time, it's not feasible. As much as, there might be people, certainly from the kind of retired generation, I suppose, that will be at home all day and say, I'm never going to leave my dog. They're never going to have to be on their own. But of course, there's always going to come a time that they do have to be on their own, whether it be a family gathering, that you all have to leave. And essentially, we're not doing the dogs any favours in the long run by mollycoddling them. So we want to build that independence, get them used to being on their own. And, us leaving, horrible as it sounds, but being a kind of a positive time, a good thing, that's maybe where they get something like an interactive toy or something, So when we do leave, it's a good thing.
And should you overlap it with things like feeding? Should you put the food down and then leave the house for a while so they almost sit around hoping you'll go so they get lunch?
Absolutely. And, it is something that we say to clients, make you leaving a good thing and you coming back just okay. Of course, look, with us returning to work as well, when we get home and we see our dog, we're like, home, nothing better than a kind of a doggy cuddle, So we want to make us coming back not kind of the climax. So if we come in, not to say ignore your dog, but just come in, take your coat off, try make it relaxed when you come home so it's just okay with you coming
Jennifer,
home.
That's there's very few people in life who can be guaranteed to give you a warm greeting every time you come home the way a dog does, and having to try to downplay that's hard.
Absolutely. It is a hard one, and you feel terrible, especially, as I said, when you've had that bad day in work. And when we leave, obviously, as well, to give them something nice, Kongs are amazing. I can't stress enough about the power of a Kong, but interactive feeders,
a Kong is a chew toy that you can stuff with food that they can sort of root at to get out, isn't that it?
Yeah. And the beauty of a Kong is that you don't stick to the one particular food. You can have pate, squirty cheese, yogurt. We can freeze it. We can, do multiple kind of treats inside it. And it's an interactive toy. But the one thing with it is make sure that when you come home, you remove the Kong. you want it to keep its value. A lot of people will leave it down on the ground, that it kind of becomes like a ball, as you will. So it's just, okay, it's just there. We want, when our dogs see something like this, to be like, oh my God, I love this. This is where I get something nice. Kind of like, you know, bringing a child to McDonald's. It should be a novelty, you know.
And how do you know if your pet is suffering separation anxiety? Because they're going to be going through it when you're not there. And if they haven't disassembled the house, it may be difficult to tell.
It is. So I suppose it's kind of observing your dog before you go. And it's almost like puppy behaviours again. So we always kind of stress to not get confused by them puppy behaviours if we do have a young dog. Like, a couple of things that we'll see is maybe the dog is digging at the floor, or that typical escape artist when we go to pop them in maybe a specific room that we're placing them in, and they're trying to escape because they're worried about how long they're going to be there. You know, is this for like 20 minutes while you go to shop, or am I going to be here for the whole day? Consistently barking, sometimes urinating, toiletry issues go, you know, out the window when it comes to that. And that's our dog that is stressed. However, if we haven't got to grips with the likes of our toilet training already, then that's probably not an indication of separation anxiety. That's just kind of incomplete house training, as you will.
And as
so
you say,
always make sure that we've done the training side of it first.
And as you say, work up to it slowly. Don't, if the kids are back to school and you're back to work next week, don't suddenly Monday morning abandon them and leave them there for 8 hours. And I'm sure DSPCA has information on the website if you want to get more information. That is Jennifer Burford, who is dog trainer with the DSPCA. Jennifer, thanks very much for coming on this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.